With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, it is going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. This Sunday, May 24th, the National Memorial Day concert is going to be great. The broadcast is going to honor the members of our military and their families, not only those who have sacrificed so much over the decades, but those who are continuing to give their all during the pandemic, including a special tribute to our nation's newest heroes, those on the front line in the fight against this coronavirus. So it's going to be awesome. You know, during the whole program, messages will be prominent from all of the guests, you know, with thanks and support for the active duty military, National Guard and Reserve, and their families, veterans and Gold Star families, along with all of the first responders, the doctors, the nurses, the grocery clerks, truck drivers, postal workers, all of those who are on the front lines putting their lives at risk now in the fight of the coronavirus. So I'm honored to be a part of this incredible lineup of people and this incredible purpose on PBS.
So is this show going to look a little bit different due to the pandemic?
Yes, it's going to look a little bit different, you know, because they're going to make sure that everybody's staying healthy and being safe. And so it'll be filmed around the country. You know, I'll be filming from Nashville and all of the other guests from the different parts of the country. So it's going to be pretty awesome. But yes, it'll look different, but I think it's going to be probably the best one we've ever had.
So can you tell me, this pandemic has affected everyone so much, but what about you personally? Have you known anyone that has contracted the coronavirus?
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, I've known more than I wanted to know. But thank God all the ones that I knew made it through it, and they're doing great. So I am very honored. I had to slow up a minute to make sure everybody made it. I might know one person who actually passed by having the coronavirus. So it's been a rough time. My life is, you know, I prayed before, but I think I'm praying more than I've ever prayed before, and not just for those I know, but around the world. And if it's one thing that I feel like I've changed in, is that my perspective of it's not just about me and my family and you know, those that I know, but it's about really being concerned about everybody, every country. And I've been affected by it, but I'm blessed and I'm full of gratitude that my loved ones are doing fine.
Okay, so here's a big question. Are you coming back to Detroit anytime soon?
Well, you know, my family's in Detroit. So, of course, you know, whenever I get a chance, after on the other side of this, my mom is there. She's 83 years old and she's doing awesome, thank God. And so I want to come see her. But we have a church here in Nashville, Tennessee now. So I think this is home for a while until God says something different. But, you know, Detroit will always be my home.
Well, thank you so much. And again, where can people watch this concert?
This Sunday, May 24th, 2020 at 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, everybody check your local listing, but It will be on PBS. PBS, the incredible station that always gives us content that the whole family can watch. And so please watch, because I really do believe it's going to give you hope. It's going to be encouraging. It's going to be something that we all really need.